Derek and the Dominoes with Layla. It's 15 and a half minutes after 6 with the Grease Man. You know what's going to happen in exactly 44 and one half minutes? They're going to fry Anthony Antone down in Florida. His last appeal had been turned down. Even Thurgood Marshall on the Supreme Court couldn't stop it. Anthony Antone is going to fry in 44 minutes and 15 seconds. Yeah, he deserves it. He done committed the crime. He done been reviewed and re-reviewed, and now the time has come. Imagine what it must be like to endure these next 45 minutes. I mean, what are you going to do in the next 45 minutes, huh? Summon up the strength to swing your legs over the edge of the bed. Maybe take an unsavory constitutional. A shower. Scarf down a couple of English muffins. Fight traffic. Hey, that's nothing compared to Anthony Antone. You know what he's doing right now, the procedure? Right now they're shaving a couple of spots on his legs. And one spot on his head. So that those electrodes, as they smear Vaseline to make sure the bond is complete, those electrodes will be right up against his skin. Even as we speak right now, going about our mundane duties, there's a priest in the cell saying, Domini Domingus, Soni de Plingus, Domini de Bocci, Anagiloci. Right now he's suddenly found religion. He's praying to the powers that be, forgive me! And his last meal is untouched on the tray. Everybody orders something nice, couple of beers, big steak. But it'll never be digested. That's one meal that won't be coming out the Bombay doors. That's one meal he'll be buried with. 42 minutes and 30 seconds till Anthony Antone meets his maker. Right now, up in heaven, St. Peter's going over to the big Rolodex and saying, let me see, and the Nucci, and the Lotsky, and the Lika, Andropov, Andrei. Ah, here we are, Antone. You want to take this file, put it on the reception desk? I think he should be here in approximately 42 minutes and 5 seconds. Yeah, when he was pulling the trigger on them innocent people, he never thought it would come to this. But society takes its toll. You wonder what you do at a time like this. I mean, you don't want to go kicking and screaming, because there's always 30 witnesses. Members of the victim's family are allowed to witness. Members of the press. The prison employees. And you can invite a buddy or two. I think if it ever happened to me, for whatever reason, say I just flew off in a rage sometime. Say I just flew off in a rage and just started pumping rounds into somebody that did me wrong and it came to this for me. I just asked for a camel. I'd say, can it, Padre? Can it? You think God's stupid? I ain't been to church in 30 years. You think he's going to take me now? Take a hike. God, take a hike. I say, all right, Warden, come on, let's go. I don't want to miss my own parade. And I'd walk down that long hallway as the other inmates rattled their coffee cups in sympathy against the bars. I'd look disdainfully at the members of the press assembled. And I'd sit down in that chair, saying, come on, let's get it over with. The warden would be impressed. He'd say, my God, this man is hard-bitten, hard-bitten. Not so much as a tear in his eye. Not so much a concern line on his face. I'd sit there proudly, and the warden would step up, as they always do right before the end, and say, is there anything you'd like before we do it? And I'd look up at him, and I'd say, yeah, warden, would you hold my hand? And he'd see, oh, my God, the man does have a little tender side. And the warden would reach down and grab my hand. I'd say, okay, hit the switch! Yeah!
Techno Records selection.
It's in the news. Huey Lewis.